on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, we had in the Mishnah after the Kohen Gadol was Masker the Shem, Behainainim Achav, Bor Shem Kevoid Malchusa Elohim Vod. Tanya Rebbe Yomer, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Hovu Gadol Elokeinu. Omer La Moshe LeYisrael, Bishor Shani Masker, Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Hovu Gadol. One should give Gdula to the Rabbi Nishlam. So that's the Makayor of saying Baruch Shem Kevayt Malchusa LeYilam Vod. The Ben Yoyoda wants to explain a little that the Rosh in Ketzad Mevorchem brings down the Shaila Perek Vav Yisrof Gimel. The Gemara says that Kol Broche She'ein Boi Shem Malchus doesn't have a Teiris Broche. So the Rishayim ask a kasha, so why, where is the Malchus in Shemayna Esrei? There's no Malchus over there. So the Reset at Teretz, Hakel HaGodel, Godel is called Malchus. L'gdolosay Ein Cheker, Godel, HaGodel, is that's Malchus. So he wants to say, so that's Pshat in the Gemara. Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, Havu Goydel Elokeinu. Havu Goydel Elokeinu. So Goydel, if Goydel is Malchus, so therefore right afterwards you say, Bor Shem Kevayt Malchus Say Lo'ilam Vod. This is a brach on the Malchus of the Rabbi Nishlam, it should be Lo'ilam Vod. The Chassam Sofer says an interesting pshat in HaGemara. He says, the Pasuk says, Kerachem ov albonem richam Hashem ha-yireyo ki yoda yitzreinu zocho ki ofar anochno. So he says there's a few difficulties in the Pasuk. Number one, Kerachem ov albonem l'chere, it should say Kerachem eim albonem l'chere the rachmonis of a eim is greater than the rachmonis of an of. Richam Hashem ha-yireyo. He says, L'chayre, the Rishayim need more Rachmanis than the Yireyim. Richem Hashem al Yireyim. Ki Yoda Yitzreinu Zochol Ki Ofar Anochno. So he says that the Rachmanis of a mother is Be'emes in Achzorius. She has Rachmanis, she doesn't want to shepherd the child. Rachmanis hafen kind. But Shlomo HaMelech says, Chayser Shiftei Seinei B'noi. Vaya Vayishichrei Musa. That Takert, letting the child have whatever he wants, and not punishing him, is not Rachmonis. That's Achzorius. The Rachmonis is that Takert, that the child is being guided al derech hayosha, not he's permitted to do whatever he wants to do. That's the difference between the Rachmonis of a Ov and the Rachmonis of an Ein. Rachmanis of a Ov is that realizes that the greatest taiva for the child is to be madrichim, not to let him have his ways. Is kerachim Ov albonim, richam Hashem al yireya. So the Eibishter is Rachmanis on the yireya. So how is the Rachmanis shown? Rachmanis is shown b'derech mishpat. Fakir, that is the Rachmanis. Ki yoda yitzreinu zocho ki ofar anoch. The Rebbeinu Shlom knows. The Chofetz Chaim and Anot gives a marshal. A person was driving a balagola, and the horse was going pretty good. So he was tired, the horse was going good, so he decided to go to sleep. But the ferret should be the banning. So the horse started going. He saw some food in a field, so he went off to the field and he turned over the wagon. Al kaponim, a person ki hu yoda yitzreinu zocho ki ofar anochnu. So therefore, the Rabbi Nishlam, mitoich rachmanusoi, is fakert. So he gives us, hirbaleinu teiro mitzvahs. And also, the anhoga of mishpat is bavke mitzad the rachmanis. That's kerachim ovar bonim. So he says that pshat, ki shem Hashem ekro, that when the Moshe Rabbeinu said who is masker the Shem Hashem, which is kulay rachmim, is avu goydel alekeinu, the alekeinu. The Midas Hadin is neiveya from the Shem Hashem, that's kerachim of abonim. And they said afterwards, bol Shem kevoid malchus eleilam vod, pakert, they wanted that the Midas Malchus should be nimshach, because that's be'emes in the Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Hanania ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua imel zeicher tzadik livrocha. The pasuk says zeicher tzadik, when a tzadik is mentioned livrocha. Amalem novel Yisrael b'shoshani masker tzadik oilomim ato tnu brocha. Let us see what Rashi says. Tzachi gesin b'shoshani masker shmoi shal hakadosh baruch hu. Pastor Ben Yoda wants to say that the second halach is telling us the Shem Hashem is going on the Shem HaMefoirish. But here it's going that a fellow person says the Shem ki kriyosoi tnu brochet baruchu baruch shemoi. Zot the Mishnah Vaita. Boloi le mizrach ha azoro le tzofen ha-mizbeya. We learned in the previous Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol boloi eitzel poroi poroi ha-yoimed bein ha-ulam v'lemizbeya. The par was bein ha-ulam v'lemizbeya, and there he was misvade, that was the mokim shchitas ha-par. Now, after he finished with the vidui on the par, boloi le-mizrach hazor. So Rashi learns Pshat, he went all the way to the other end of the Azor. He was towards Mairif, he was between Ha'ulam l'Mizbeach. Now he went all the way towards Mizrach, to extreme Mizrach, to the, right before the Pesach Azor, right before Shanikner. Shanikner enters the Knesset to Ezras Yisrael. He went there, Boloi l'Mizrach Azor. Now the Mishnah says, another nekuda. He went l'tzofein ha-mizbeah. That he made sure he's going to make now the hagrola. So he was on the tzofein side of the mizbeah. That means that being in the mizrach ha-azore, he could not be the mizrach of the mizbeah also. He had to go l'tzofein ha-mizbeah. That he went, that means he was not opposite the Mizbeach, he was opposite the Avil, that Beina Mizbeach Lekoisel Tzofoini. He's not by the Mizbeach, he's all the way down by the Knesset of Azore. But he has to make sure he's Letzofen HaMizbeach, and we'll see later in the Gemara why it has to be like this. Hasgan Biminoi Veroish Beis Ov Mismoiloi. The skan hakahanim was on his right side. The roish beis ov, that means each the rechov talad mishmores, and each mishmor had a roish beis ov for that day. So the roish of that day's beis ov was mismoilo. Bisham shnei seirim, and they brought into the azore two seirim. Vekal piyoyse shom, and there was also a box there, ubo shnei geirolos. And in this box there were two geirolos. Shel askeroya hoyu, these geirolos were made out of boxwood. It's a very fine, expensive wood. And the geirolos were made out of this boxwood. The ason ben gamlo shel zor. The Ben Gamla, when he became Kohen Gadol, so he made different geirolos. He made geirolos of zor. Voyemaskirin oisei l'shvach. That was a shvach. Now going to speak about other good things that other people had done. Ben Kotin also yudbeis dad l'kiyo. Shloi hoyoloi elo shnayim. That means before Ben Kotin became Kohen Gadol, the kiyar had two spouts, two faucets. Shloi hoyo loy eloshnai. We'll see later. One was on top of the other. One was towards the top chelik of the kiyar, and one was towards the bottom chelik of the kiyar. And when Ben Cotton became Kohen Gadol, so he added, or he made Yud Beis Dat, he made 12 Dadim, 12 spouts for the Kiyah. I saw in Mikdash Tovid, the Mikdash Tovid asks, he brings a machloikis in Parshas Trume, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, Pshat in the Posek, Vestavnis kol Kalov v'chein tasu. So Rashi says, Kshetasu kli v'beis elomim, when you make Kshetasu kelim v'beis elomim, you're going shulchonais, minoires, kiyoires, etc. Ketavnis zu tasu. So you should make the form and the tzura of the kelim which you'll make in the Beis Elomim should be like the tzura of the kelim in the Mishkan. The Ramban writes on this Rashi, the lo yodati sheyiyez emes sheyischayev shloime lasis klei Beis Elomim ketavnis elu, that shloime melech had to make the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash were mamish the same form and tzura of Moshe Rabbeinu. This didn't have the same dimensions that the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made. So we have a machlokes, the Ramban and Rashi, if the Kli Beis Elomim ever have the tavnis of the Kli, the Kalim that were what Moshe Rabbeinu had made. Now, when Rashi says this halacha, Rashi says, Shulchanois, Menorois, Kiyorois. So Rashi mentions the kiyor, which will be made later, also has to have the tavnis of the kiyor of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he asked Sakashi, what's with Ben Cotton? Ben Cotton made up some new tavnis, 12 spouts. It wasn't like that. Till this time, it wasn't like that. So he wants to say, either it's a right to the Ramban, or a ribuy of spouts is not called a shini tavnis. It's no klod ha-hagdore, but one of the two. But who also mukhani lekiyah, he made a hoist for the kiyah, and he was able to submerge the kiyah into a bear, that the waters of the kiyah should not become nifsal belina, shlo yemeimor nifsalim belina. Munba zamelech koya oise kol yodais akelim shol yem akipurim shol zor. Hilni, he made all the handles of the kelim, they should be made out of zor, and the Gemara, which is why they only make the handles out of zor. Imoi osiso nivreshes shol zor al pesach shol heichol. His mother Hilni Amalke made a menorah shall zov, and that was on the Pesach of the Heichel. But if he also saw tablo shall zov, shepalshes soita ksuva olero. She also made a tablet of zov that the palshes soita was written on it. So when the Kohen had to write the Megillah soita, so he didn't have to, they didn't have to shlep in the Sefer Torah into the Zohar, he could copy it from this tablo. Very interesting that by all the Asiyas it says Aloshin Ova, Son Ben Gamle, and Cotton also Yud Beis Dad Lekiyah, and then Hilni Ima also Son of Reshes, and by Mumbas it says Hoya Oise Kol Yodei Sakelim Aloshin, Hoya Oise. Maybe by them, all these Asiyas were a one-time accomplishment. They did it, finished, that's what he did. Or Yo'isa, maybe there's the Kalim, he always was doing it, of the Kalim growth. So he made this was an avoid that was Makabal himself his whole lifetime. Or Yo'isa. Likner Naso Nisim Ladal Saisa Bahoyu Maskiran Aisa Ushvach. Likner the Nisim that occurred with his losses and the Ramaskir him Lushvach. Let us see Rashi. Boloi Lemizrach. Now the Kohen Gadol who was standing towards Meirith, he was Beinu Ulam Lemizbeach, Chayza Achayrav Letzad Mizrach. Samach LePesach. We went back. We went back because Mizrach Samach LePesach. Near the Pesach, near Shal Nikna. Shloihoyu Machnisim HaSeirim Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach LaHagvil. They did not bring the Seirim all the way up toward Bein Ulam LeMizbeach. Aloshiyu B'Seich Chlal HaZoret. They just had to enter the Azoret. They didn't have to bring them in more than the Knisa LaZoret. Shudirsi V'Hemid Oysom Lifnei Hashem. That they had to be mamed them b'shas agol lifnei Hashem, avoloi lekalvon kol kach letzad ha'echol, him to bring them so close, achu bo l'sheikhtoi, hoyu makriv v'noisoi, when he wanted to shech the seir pnimi, he had learned mishem chulshe de koyin godol, so the shechita was bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach, that he shouldn't have to have such a great distance to carry the mizrach that was full of dam. That was difficult, but Kozman, he wasn't shechting them, there was nothing to carry, so he didn't bring the Seirim so close. It's now lekamen aviloi es ha-soyer shochtoi. Litzvoin ha-mizbeyach kloimal, moshuch mikineged ha-mizbeyach v'tzad sof. That means when they made the hagrole, they made sure that the Seirim were not opposite the Mizbeach, not on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, Keneged Mizrochi Shal Mizbeach, no, they were Moshech, they were pulled away towards Sofen. That means after the Mizbeach ended and Sofen started, so that's where the Seirim were. Sheyei Keneged Avir Shebein Mizbeach LeSofen. They were opposite the avir that was between the Mizbeach and Sofen, and they were not opposite the Mizbeach. The aval gav the loy shochet lehoche, so now Rashi has ksakasha, shchita of kotshi kotshi, we need Sofen. But here there's no shchita. Mikol mokim kol maisov tuunim Sofen. Everything needed Sofen. Rashi is very unclear to the Raisa, the Rabbonim, but Rashi says it's a din tzofen, a grola needs tzofen. Mashmi'inon, so the Mishnah is telling us, she'ain tzofen keneged mizrochi shal mizbeach. That means if it would be mechuvin keneged a mizbeach, so that is not in tzofen. In order to be tzofen, it has to be pulled away from the mizbeach, not keneged the mizbeach. Kalfi ashkurim belaz. Shalaskeroya Broish, this is Paxwood. Yeshua began Loch and Ismana Bekahuna Gedoylo. Ben Kotin, Kain Godoloya, also Yudbeis Dadl Yitzikas Hamay. Luchni Meporish Begmore Galgal Leshakoi Beboil, to submerge it into a boil, she Meimo Mechuborim Lemeime Hakir. And then that ensured, since it was mechuda, so it didn't become nifsal. The Eloi have a mifsali belina. The fishekitche bekeili. I says everything that gets a kedushas klishores is before amud hashachar becomes nifsal belina. And so now Rashi seems that a kasha shall be possible belina. So we'll throw that water away. So Rashi says, "V'loy kvoit kochimu liposol mayim kedoshim." If it's mayim kedoshim, it's not a covet of to let it become posol. So therefore, in order to ensure that it wouldn't become posol, they were mechaber to the mayim beboil. Nav rashta menoyre v'doy meloy b'seifa v'niyom l'kovel nav rashta d'dave b'maisa bar shetza. It was opposite the golden menoyre by bar shetza. Shepar shesoyte ksuva leho, lo yiftach lohovi toira lichtei vimeno megila soyte b'migdosh. They could copy it from this tablet. Nikne onaso nisim l'dal soysof, shem ha'ish nikne, the neis sheloi mefeirish b'gmor, what the neis was with his glosses. Zok the gemore, midakoma litzifoin ha-mizbeach, that they made sure that the Hagrola was in the Tzofen, the Tzad Tzvoyni Shalom Mizbeach, Mechlal the Mizbeach lav betzofen koi. So we see that the Mizbeach is not betzofen. Midekoma litzvoina Mizbeach. Since the Mishnah specified that the grole cannot be keneged ha-mizbeach, it has to be towards the tzad tzofen of the mizbeach, mechlal de mizbeach lav betzofen koi. So we see the Tana of a Mishnah holds that the mizbeach did not at all enter ruach tzofenis of the azor. The mizbeach took up, but the whole mizbeach was in the ruach droimi of the azor. So Memeil, if you want to make a grole b'tzofen, so you have to make sure that a grole is the tzofen of the mizbeach, not keneged, not in mizroch keneged ha-mizbeach, because keneged ha-mizbeach is kuleido. Moni Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakevi. So the Tana of Amishnah is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakevi, the Sanyo tzofoino lifnei Hashem. So he darshin she tzofoin Kuloi Poni. The Tzad Tzofen is completely empty. That means there's no Mizbeach in Tzad Tzofen. Tzofeino Lifnei Hashem. The Tzad Tzofen, Shei Tzofen, Kuloi Poni, there's no Mizbeach in Tzad Tzofen. Divrei Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So Memele, so therefore, our mission is going according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So if you need tzofen, you have to make sure it is not keneged ha-mizbeach, it's tzofen of the mizbeach. Frag the Gemara, v'horeishe Rabbi Lezer ben Rabbi Shimoni, the reishe we learned that they made the vidui bein ha-ulam le-mizbeach. So you see that bein ha-ulam le-mizbeach, that's called tzofen. They also need a tzofen. And it's keneged the mizbeach. So you see, takel, that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that the mizbeach protruded into tzad tzofen, and it could be bein ha'ulam le mizbeach. So the Gemara says, kula Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. No, the whole Mishnah, both Mishnahs are going to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tani bibein ha'ulam le mizbeach. The Rishash wants to be goyres kibein ha'ulam le mizbeach. That means, not bein ha'ulam le-mizbeach, because bein ha'ulam le-mizbeach is dorim, or samuch le-bein ha'ulam le-mizbeach. That means when it was next to the ulam le-mizbeach, the ulam le-mizbeach was dorim. The kol's man who was bein ha'ulam le-mizbeach, that was dorim. But samuch le-ulam le-mizbeach, so that was tzofen, that was haschalas tzofen, that was where they made the vidu. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Midekama letzvoin ha-mizbeach, shehutzrach le-moishchoi micheneged ha-mizbeach le-tzofen." It should not be opposite the mizbeach. It has to be, you have to go north, that it should not be opposite the mizbeach. V'lchal de mizbeach lav v'tzofen ha-vekoi, ein klum min ha-mizbeach v'tzofen ha-zore. There's nothing in there's no chelik of the mizbeach and the tzofen hazor. We have a kaime, so therefore we have a kaime keneged mizrocha shal mizbeach. If the seirim were keneged mizrocha shal mizbeach puta, a mashu would be lav betzofen kaime, so they're not betzofen. Therefore, we have to say that it goes with the tablas of ben Yaakov. Let us skip the next Rashi for a minute. Let's go further. Boreisha Rabbi Lezer b'Rabbi Shimoni, the Oma Mizbeach b'Ktzosai b'Tzofen. The part of Mizbeach does enter Tzofen. Shehichshir Shchitas HaPol bein ha'ulam le'Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, no. Kulo Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakevi. Potoni Boreisha par ha'yoimid b'bein. Kibein ha'ulam le'Mizbeach. Samuch lebein ha'ulam le'mizbeach. It was close to this area of bein ha'ulam le'mizbeach. Eitzel miktzoya tzvoini shal mizbeach. It was near the northern side of the mizbeach. Shoyim mekalbon eitzel ha'pesach b'chol ha'yecheles. He brought it as close as possible to the pesach ha'ulam, pesach ha'echo, mishum chush ha'dekoyim. Aba v'yoysem mikan la'yochel ha'kalbon. But he couldn't be mekalbon more. The Maile Keneged Mairev HaMizbeach, if we bring it a little closer towards the Mairev of the Mizbeach, Lavitzof and Havi. Who? So it's not Tzof. Now we just have to understand the drosha of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said, "Tzofoinu lefnei Hashem she'tzofoin kulei ponu." Tzofin has to be completely empty. So we state us in tzofoinu lefnei Hashem. First, let me say over how the Ravid in Teres Koyanim says pshat Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Number one, he says, "Va'aitza foino dikro." The pasuk says, "Veshachat oisa yechem isbeach tzafoino lifnei Hashem." Now we could learn shat, "Veshachat oisa yechem isbeach." He shechted it on the side of the mizbeach. Which side? The northern side. That's how we could learn shat. So then, the tzafoino is only telling us tzafoino is relative. We're saying which side of the mizbeach? The tzafin side of the mizbeach. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov did not learn like this. So the Ravid says, "Vahaitza foina dekro lab al tzofen amizbeach koi, kome forishlo, elo bitzfoina shelazor. Vishochet oisa eyerech amizbeach, he shechts it next to the wall of the mizbeach. Tzofoina, in where he is shechting it next to the wall of the mizbeach, this is the beginning of the tzofen azorah. That means this is right. The mizbeach reaches to the line that divides dorim from tzofen, and right next to the yerach mizbeach, this is the ruach. This is the tzofen of the azorah. This is the ruach tzofen of the azorah." Then I'll just be malakit a few nekudis what the Ravid says. Ba'inon sheyehei tzofen amizbeach lifnei Hashem. Now, how did he get this? Because shachat oisai al yerach mizbeach tzafoino lifnei Hashem. So it says that tzafin, that's next mizbeach, that's lifnei Hashem. So he says, what is the taich lifnei Hashem? B'chol mokaim shenema lifnei Hashem tzorich shiyei mechuvin kineged emtzoish shel pesach aheichol. Lifnei Hashem means the Heichol was 10 amis. The Heichol was 10 amis wide. So the middle of the Heichol, that is called Lifnei Hashem. The middle of the Heichol. You have to, there were 2 dlosses there. The middle of the Heichol, that crack between the 2 dlosses, that's Lifnei Hashem. And the Tzafoino has to be Lifnei Hashem. So I'm explaining to you, where is the Tzofen HaAzorah? Where does the Tzofen HaAzorah, which is next to the Yerach HaMizbeach, that is Lifnei Hashem. That is Lifnei Hashem. So our Kolchoch, that is teaching us that the Mizbeach goes, fills the Ruach Droimi, goes to the end of Dorim, and the Ruach Tzfoini that starts, that is Lifnei Hashem. Therefore, and he says also by Hagrol, it also says Vehemidoisum Lifnei Hashem. So Memele, when they brought in the Seirim into the Azore, they had to make sure that the Seirim were not standing as towards the Mizbeach. That's done, that's not Lifnei Hashem. And Mistame, it couldn't be standing too much towards Tzofen Oichet. It's also not Lifnei Hashem. There was a fine line that defined, this is Lifnei Hashem. Al Kaponim, that's where the Hagrola had to be made, Lifnei Hashem. That is how the Ravid, so it seems the drosha is from Lifnei, that Tzofoino is Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means Mechuvin Kinegadam Toi Shal Pesach Eichel. So for that we could see that the Mizbeach is Memale, the Ruach Droimi, and then the Ruach Tzvaini starts Lifnei Hashem. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Tzafoino al Yerech HaMizbeach, Tzafoino Loshen Avir Mashma. Tzafoino is Mashma Loshen Avir, Hach Hey Yeseira El Tzofen. The Hey Yeseira is Tu Tzofen. Doesn't say Tzofen, it says Tu Tzofen. Shehu Ha'avir Haponim. This is the Aver Aponim. Rashi is very unclear. Baruch Hashem, I found that I'm not the only one that doesn't understand Rashi. The Teret Mime also doesn't understand Rashi. The Bing Zan Rashi doesn't understand what Rashi is saying. Tuv Yehama wanted to be metzaded that what Rashi says, Safoina Loshen Avir, Shu Avir Haponoi, is the Torah wants to be magbul where the Shechita has to be. So you could be magbul Mekaymus in the Mizbeach through different Teifanim. For example, if there would be a forget if the Mizbeach would be there, or there would be a Kli Kavua there, so that Mokim is called Mokim HaMizbeach. So you want to be Magbo, where is this Mokim? Mokim HaShulchan, Mokim HaMizbeach. There was a Mokim where the Mizbeach had to be. That is the Mokim. If you have nothing there to be Magbo, the Mokim, so then you have to say it's in the northern chalik. If there's nothing to be magbal the mokim with a kli kavua, then you say, so you want to be magbal the mokim, so you only magbal it with a, it's the northern side, it's the northern side of the Azorah. Tzafoina loshen avir mashme, it's mashme, you want to say avir means like it's an area, it's in the northern area. That means if it would be without the hay, you would say tzofin. Perhaps then I would learn tzofin means the northern side of the mizbeach. But since it said tzofino el tzofin, shehu ha'avir aponi, this is an area that is poni, that means you don't have any other way to describe this mokim, that means there's no kalim here. To decide it's the mokim ha-mizbech, because there's no mokim. It is not a mokim of any keli here. The tzofin starts with it, it's only an area without any guidelines of kelim. That's what Rashi means, tzofin loshen avir mashmi. Let us go further. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Amahalach liyamin Rabbi, Harei Zebu. A person is walking on the right side of his Rebbe, the same flush with his Rebbe. Harei Zebu, she's a person who, Rashi says, Apilu b'derech eretz eini boki. He doesn't even know, he doesn't know, posh the derech eretz. Frag the Gemara and Rabbi Yehuda, now we learned in the Mishnah, Haskan b'minoi b'roish b'isov b'smoiloi. The Gemara understood that it means that the mamish on his right side and left side. You see, there's no chilek. B'oi tanya shloish shoyim ahalchim b'derech. Harav b'emtza godel b'minoi v'kotn b'smoiloi. See, also the same thing that. I think others want to say from the first, perhaps it's not as a shver. The Mishnah it says, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hamahalach limin rabbi arei zebur." So Rabbi Yehuda said, if a person is walking with the Rebbe, he's on his right side, that's a bur. The Mishnah is not speaking about how they walk. The Mishnah is speaking about, Boloi le Mizrach Hazore. It doesn't say that he walked, they escorted him. He came to Mizrach Hazore. Hasgan b'miminoi v'roish b'isov b'smoiloi. And then when he was, after he stood there, so this one stood on his right and this one stood on his left side. So could be, it's not a kasha. Someone of the Mephoshim says, could be it's not a kasha. And Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, they're allowed to walk flush with the Rebbe. But to stand flush with the Rebbe, perhaps you're allowed to. So Gemara brings a second beraisa. Shloisha shahoyu mahalchim baderech. Here they're walking. Rav ve'emtza godel b'mina v'kotem ismailah. So afilu by walking gufa, one is permitted to walk on the right side and left side of the Rebbe. V'chem etzinu b'shloisha malachei ha'shorei shabo eitzel avrom. Michoel b'emtza. Gabriel bimine rafael bismayla. Zakte gemare, tirguma Rav Shmuel bar Poppe kameda rabade. So Rav Shmuel bar Poppe explained that what Rav Yehuda had said, that a mahalach limin hareza bu, that means kidei sheyiskase boy rabbi. That means the way he's standing, he's blocking the Rebbe. That means a person will look from the side how these three are walking, so he sees the Talmud, he doesn't even see the Rebbe, he sees the Talmud is walking, on the other side is also the Talmud is walking. The Rebbe should protrude, you should see that the Rebbe is going. If he's miskasa rabbi, so that is somehow, that's not the tatarakovet of the Rebbe, that's then as the Rebbe gave. Not that he's walking, and someone squashed and sandwiched in between. That's not, the Rebbe has to go out in front. So what will we say? So we'll say that Shloisha Shoya Mahalchim Bedel Harav Be'emza Godel Bimina Bekotten Mismoyloi means they're behind the Rebbe. It doesn't say that he's on the right side, he's on the left side. Rav Yehuda said if you're flush together with the Rebbe, that's a bull. Because they're covering the Rebbe. You can't see the Rebbe. They're shattering him out. They're sandwiching him between both of them. That's not a cover. So, but that what it says in the Mishnah that the Skan is Bimina in the Reish Beis Ovis V'Smeila means they're behind the Rebbe. They're not covering him. The Rebbe is in front. They're behind like a segel. So Memela, so that's okay. So you say, so behind is good. Okay, that's good. That's like Rabbi Yehuda said. So that's also not good. You can't say that our Mishnah is speaking about Achoyrei Rabbi. We have no pshat. We have a raya grata Rabbi Yehuda. That's true. If Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about Miskasa, it's good. But you can't say that the Mishnah is speaking about Achoyrei Rabbi. Hareze migase haruach. What is the gases haruach from walking Achoyrei Rabbi? So I found in the Meiri, Shezen nire kemaster atzmoi mishimushoi. I mean, the whole union of going with Talmidim, I say that they should be mishamishim. How my rabbi, someone's got an altar of yid, he needed someone to rest on, to lean on, to put his hand on, to help him walk. Yenegate behind. The Rebbe, when I'll come up to you, if you'll need me, you wait a minute till I come up to you. That's Mistama the gases haruach. You have to be there when the Rebbe needs you, not, he'll wait till you come up to him. And with the Gemara, the mitzadid atzdudi. So the Gemara says, now he has to be a little bit on the side of the Rebbe, not completely, he is a little behind the Rebbe, but on the side of the Rebbe, so lagabi shimush, he is around to be mishamishim. But in the same way, he's not shadowing him out completely, he's, the Rebbe is protruding a little in front, so memela, that's already derech kovet. Zot Rashi, Gimel Shem Ahalchem Bederech, Leyelchu Zeh Achazeh, Elo Beshura Achaz. V'chei Motzinu B'Malach HaYashoretz, we find that the Malach HaYashoretz, the Midrasim, Shloisha Netzovim Olov, Mechlal Shem Beshura Achaz HaVekayme, Zeh Itzel Zeh. They were all standing in front of him. The Izeh Achaz HaKayme, Ein Zeh Netzovim Olov Alorishin, so only the first one is standing in front of him. That's an avla, that's a bur, ela ma'achayra. Umiyu godol yimin, of the behind, of the godol zimin, the kotlun tzatzmoyl, eitzel godol, shneim achayra yarab mamish. Hori gasine basan yim alach keneged rabbi, which means flush with the rebbe, areize bur. Achayra rabbi, areize migas yeruach. The mitzad of that study, loy eitzel mamish, ולא יאחר אימאמה ששיחסה בוי רבוי מקצס צד רבוי. החלק of the rabbi is נחוסה, but there's a חלק that's protruding out, and that's already a covered of the rabbi. זאת תגמר הביתה. וקלפי הויסו שום, ובו שני גרולס. תונה רבונו, ונוסן ארוין על שני הסעירים גרולס. That Aaron put al shnei asirim geirolois. So first the Gemara darshens geirolois shall kol davar. The geirolis were shel kol dover. They were made out of any material. Mikradin, they were made out of any material. Yochel yitain shnayim al zeh u'shnayim al zeh. V'nosan arayim al shnei hase'irim geirolis. So the Gemara says, Pashta de krov aistois, and each soyer you have to put two geirolis. That's Pashta de krov. So the Sfas Emes brings down from the Prichodosh S, the Pasuk says you should give matonois love yainim. So that should mean you should give to each evyain two matonois. That's just the Gemara Darshan's over here, that it's shnei haseirim, haseirim goyrolois. So the Gemara says, mobbing a special Pasuk, no, it doesn't mean that. But without a special Pasuk, that's how you learn the Pshat and Pasuk. That and the shnei asirim geirolis, and each soyer of the, each one of the two, you put two geirolis. It should be matonis lav yainim, two matonis for each of you. Yochel yitain shnayim al ze. Talmud loyma geirol lashem, the goyin is moichik echot, geirol lashem, the geirol lazozel. So it says cloth. That you're giving a geirul Hashem, one geirul, not two geirulas. Geirul Hashem, the geirul Azazel. Ein kan Hashem, ela geirul echad. Vein kan Azazel, ela echad. So you see, klo, you put one geirul. Frag the Gemara, yochol yitain shel shem, vishel Azazel al ze, vishel shem, vishel Azazel al ze. Now, again, the Gemara seems to ask, you should put the Shalshem v'shal azazel alzeh, v'shalshem v'shal azazel alzeh. L'chayre, this was the previous kasha. So we'll see Taisvus, exactly what the Gemara's kasha is now. Talmud loyma geirol echad l'ashem. Now we darshan the echad. Ein kan l'ashem elo echad, v'ein kan l'azazel elo echad. Im kein ma talmud loyma geiroloi. So what's with the Loshen Rabbim? Sheyiyu shavim, that both geirolos should be the same. Sheyiyu shavim, shelo yase echad shel zov, echad shel kesev, echad gadol, echad katan. Period. Let's stop here a minute and let's see Rashi and Tosfos. Yochel yitain shnayim al ze, or shnayim al ze, v'hochi kol makro, v'nosan al kol echad mishnayim geirolos, demash mishtayim. There are two geirolis on each one. Talmud loyma geirol echad l'ashem, ein ksiv shem el al echad mehem. Only on one is written l'ashem, ve'ein ksiv azazel el al echad mehem. So there's no two geirolis. Yochel yitain shel shem v'shel azazel al ze, l'kaim geirolis shnayim al kol echad mishnayim. So Rashi and Akasha, so if he's going to put both, So which one is Nabil Hashem, which is Nabil Azazel? Vezu Sheyu Tzayasu Hashem. Amleime Echad, Mimash Mishanema Goyro Hashem, Yedei Anisha Hu Echad, Vahiksiv Echad, Vadroshe Kosve. Yeah, Zuk Taisvi. Yochel Yitain Shnayim Alzeh. So Taisa says as follows. What was the first happening? Mashma the Hochi Pirusha, Shnayim, Shekosuv Aleyem Lashem. There were two Geirolos that was written on them Lashem. Yitin Al Shalshem. Al Shalshem. Ushnayim Shalazozel. Al Shalazozel. That means there were four Geirolos. Two said Lashem. Two said Lazozel. And the Shem, there was two Geirolos on the soil Hashem, and two Geirolos on the soil Azaz. That's the Havabi. Aval be Yerushalmi porich, ahod dekom ayocho yitin shel Shem v'shel Azaz v'alzeh, v'lav dohi kamayi. So that was the first kasha. So Vaisis, according to Taisis, the Kasha thanks on the Shem. The first Kasha was there should be two Shel Shem and the Shel Shem and two Shel Azazel and Shel Azazel. Now asking a Kasha, let there be a mixture, Shel Shem and Shel Azazel on each one. Mashma the Beis Alzeh, Val Beis Alzeh, Ainu Shel Shem, Ba Azazel Alzeh, Ba Alzeh. The Beis Taisis from the Yerushalmi. Metaret Zochi. Yochel Mishul Noisen Shel Shem Al Shel Shem V'Shel Azozel Al Shel Azozel Yachle V'Yitain Shel Shem Al Shel Azozel V'Shel Azozel Al Shel Shem. So the Yerushalmi says the first kasha was you start off with four gerolas, you give a mixture on each one. You give Hashem and Azazel on one, Hashem and Azazel on the other. So the Yerushalmi says, but that would be what a positive. Now you put one gerola, don't put another. So Pshad is, the second kasha was good, you put one gerola, but after you have put one gerola on the Shoshem or one gerola on the Azazel, but it says you have to put gerolas, now we switch. Now we go and take the geirol which was put on the shel shem, put that on the azazel. So we're working with two geirolas, not with four geirolas, but each behemoth got two geirolas on it, because first you put the shel shem on it, and then you're going to put the shel azazel on it. So there's a difference between the first kasha and the second kasha. Let's skip over the middle taisvis, because it's going on the Gemara later. Yochel yiten shel shem v'shel azazel al zev al zev. Perish Rashi, v'yivre eze she'yirtzel Hashem v'eze she'yirtzel Azazel. Yachal yitin shel Hashem v'shel Azazel al ze. Perish Rashi, v'yivre eze she'yirtzel Hashem v'eze she'yirtzel Azazel. Ben tzorch l'forish kein. The nimza, the way Rashi says, shlei hoya goyrol kevas, ela Hashem. That whatever he said, that made it. Ukroksi v'asol chatos. The Doshini Mineva Perik Torah Bekalpi, the Loya Hashem Isaiah Hatus Allah Geiru. El Niri Luforish Yochel Yitin Shel Shem, Kamaisha Yeshbir Shalmi. Laach Hashem Nosen Shel Shem Al Shel Shem. Vishel Azozo Shel Azozo, Yachle Vyitin Shel Zel Al Shel Zel. Lakaim Hashemema Geiru Lois, the Mashma Geiru Lois Al Kol Echo. So Memeles of Hakem. So the first Nesina was Keveya, which soil was Lashem, and which soil was Lazozel. And now there's a new mitzvah Nesina that you take the Goyle, which was Lashem, and you put it on the Azozel. That's not Keveya. Hinami La'acha Shenikva Oi, Yavi Oid Beis Goyle, Shoshem Vishal Azozel, Nir Shoshem Al Shoshem Vishal Azozel Al Shal Azozel. So that's not the Gemara's kasha. But Al Koponim, the Zichu was a Goyrel that was Kaveya, which one was Lashem and which one was Lazozo. So the Gemara weiter. Shel Kol Dovo, Goyroloi Shel Kol Dovo. We hear in the beginning of the Baraisa that the Goyrel can be made from any substance. Pshita, that the Gemara loy tzrichelich b'sanya. Fisha metzino betzitz, shashem kosov olov, v'hu shalzov. The shem was written on the tzitz was shalzov. Yochel avzekein. So we see that l'tzorech ksives Hashem anakeli, you need a gizov. So I would think here it says l'ashem. The sasemis is medayik l'ashem. It wasn't a simin. Hashem means they wrote out the Shem taket. It was Madama to the Tzitz. So why is it said Hashem? Talmud Loima Geirol Geirol Ribo. So Memele there's a Riboy. Ribo Shel Zayis, Ribo Shel Egois, Ribo Shel Askaroya. Any other material is also kosher. Yochel Avzekein Geirol Shehashem Kosevolo. So the other one would also need it out the loch of Gerola she is Shavuos, but Akaponim the Mechayev of Zov is the Geiro that Hashem Kosovolo. Tamalayim a Geiro Geiro Iba let us see Taisus. Mi a Tamali the Mikara come out the Megerola is not. The Baraisa started off by saying Nos Nalnish Neisirim Geirolois Geirolois Shal Kol Dovo. Bahod amaisi bereise the migoyro goyro nafkelei. Bahoy the lel dashin merciv goyrolis yish name shav making takadashim from goyrolis. The galos is something else. We yishloim adodik toni goyrolis shel kol dovo lavi mashmois the goyrolis nafkelei. Elachi komatane goyrolis sheamra teira shel kol dovo hein. That means he's talking about halacha. The pasuk says geirolis. He says halacha. They can make out anything. Balav mehoche nafke. Not that from the word geirolis you learn it out. Only geirol geirol ribe. learn it out from the drosha, but the braisha starts off. No geirolis, these two geirolis can be made from any material. Zok the Gemara weiter, ben kotin also shneim also dad lekiyer. Tano kedei shishneim also ochi vakahanim hasukim betomid mekatshin yedeyem raglein bebasachas. Tano, shachris b'miluai mekadish yodo veraglov min ha'elya. Alvis b'yiridosoi mekadish yodo veraglov min ha'tachta. The Siach Yitzhak and the Nachem Meish of Nefesh, it would seem, the Gemara is saying as follows. This Bereise is explaining how the Kiyor looked before Ben Kotin made Yud Beis Dad. So before Ben Kotin made Yud Beis Dad, loy hoyo loy elo shnaim, there were two dadim. These two dadim were situated as follows. One was on the top chelik of the Kiyor, and one was towards the bottom chelik of the Kiyor, one over the other. And the Bereise says as follows, Shachris, in the morning, b'miluoi, when the Kiyor was full, Mekadish Yodav Araglov v'na Elyon. So then there were Mekadish Yodav Araglov from the top bad, from the top faucet. Arvis b'iridosoi, by Beinor Bayim, when the water level had fallen, there wasn't so much water. Mekadish Yodav Veraglov minatachti. So then they used the bottom spout. What is the inyan of the morning using the top spout, at night using the bottom spout? So the Siach Yitzchak brings two pshotim. One pshat he brings that a keli only has a shame keli in how much it could be marzik mayim. For example, let's say you have a keli that is a foot tall. You have a keli that is a foot tall. And you have a hole in the keli, in the wall of the keli, after a half a foot. So the shame keli is only till a half a foot, because it's only marzik mayim till a half a foot. From the half a foot in high, it doesn't have a shame keli. So it comes out like this. Kozman, the bottom spout was closed, so the kiyo was very big. So in the morning, when there was a high water level, they could use the top spout, so the kiyo was a larger keli. It was marzik more mayim. So therefore, they used the top spout to be neitel from a larger kiyo. At night, when the water level had fallen, so then they had to use the bottom spout. They couldn't use the top spout. But the Lechatchila was able to use the top spout. That's how he wants to say. He brings from some Olivius Chayin a different shot, that in the morning they did not want to use the bottom spout, because since it was full of water, so the water pressure would make that the force of the water coming out from the bottom spout would go out very quickly, so they'd use up all the water. So Memelus or Bedavke, they used the top spout. There was not so much pressure on the top, on the water of the top spout. At night, they used the bottom spout. That's how the Livius Chayin says. Bavu also Mulchoni Likia, he made a Mulchoni. My Mulchoni Omer Abaye Gilgalo Dava Mashkole. This was a type of a wheel, a hoist that went and submerged the Kiyor into the boil. Munbaz Amelech also kol Yodis Akelim. He made the Yodis of. Frek the Gemara Navdinu Lididudis of. Why did he make Tavke the Yodis of? You're making it, but he made the whole Kelis of. Omar Abaye, Biyodis Sakinon. Sakinim. We're speaking about the Yodis of the Sakinim. A Sakin you can make out of Zov, because a Sakin, a Zov is a soft metal. So but the Yad, they made out of Zov. Meisvei Avhu also Kane Kalim, the bases of the Kalim, the Ugni Kalim, the ears of the Kalim, the Yodis Kalim, the Yodis Akinim, Shayem Akipurim Shelzov. So, Vaistois, the Yodis Kalim is not Yodis Akinim, so Yodis Kalim. So back to the Kashim. Tirgumo Abaye Bekatso Denargi Vechatzini. Yodis Kalim does not mean the Yodis of the Sakin, it means Katso, the Yodis of Nargi Vechatzini. What is this?
Let us see what Rashi says. Biyodis sakinim she'ef shalasi sakinim atzmam shalso kanei keilim bosisei maishovam boigni keilim beis achizosam viyodis sakinim viyodis keilim ketoni sakinim ketoni keilim bikatzo denargi vechatzini yodis hakardumois umagolis bestoma they were used to divide the oilo and its chalokim. So memele, so these kalim, they could not make that some keli shalzov, because again it was a kardum, it was a sack in which you needed a much stronger metal. So he only made the handles out of zov.